Well, some good economic news. Okay, it was expected. Okay, we said it would happen, but we'll take it. Some good economic news in the second quarter of 2018. Total goods and services, known as gross domestic product, adjusted for inflation, known as real GDP, had a very good second quarter. We talked about a nice bounce off that first quarter. We got that nice bounce. Now, the first quarter was slightly revised to 2.2% annual growth, but the second quarter, that was the headline number, coming in at 4.1% annual growth, and that brings the first half average growth rate up to 3.1%. Now, this 4.1% number in the second quarter, a very good number, is the best number in 4 years. It was the third quarter of 2014 was the last time we had growth of over 4%. And we've only had four other quarters, including that one, that were over 4% since the end of the recession in 2009. So this is the fifth time we've had 4% or better growth in a quarter since the recession ended in 2009. And certainly welcome news for the economy, because this helps to support new jobs, and it's the new jobs that we like to see that put people to work. So that was really, I think, the big story of the week in terms of macroeconomics. And there were a lot of revisions that went all the way back many, many decades. I still think this was the really big story, the 4.1%. Now, it's called an advanced number. Some call it a preliminary number. The reason for that is it gets two revisions in the next 2 months. At the end of August, they'll give you revision one. At the end of September, they'll give you what's called the final revision. It's not actually the all-time final revision, but it's the near-term final revision. So you get the advanced, also known as the preliminary, and then you get revision one, revision two. So this is a process that will continue. That number may change, but the fact of the matter is it was a really good second quarter of growth. It always amazes me, because when you look around, you see naysayers, and they always seem to come up with something negative. The nabobs of negativism, right? And they always find something negative about anything that comes out. But frankly, this was a good report, and I'll tell you why. Because most of the growth that occurred was from personal consumption. We saw 2.7% of the 4.1% was a result of growth in personal consumption. And that's just flat out good news, no matter how you cut it. And I think that most people should be very, very happy to see that figure for the second quarter. Now, again, it is one quarter, and we have to see where things go down the road. But, hey, we'll take what we can get. 4.1 is a good number, especially when the first quarter was slow at 2.2. So it's very good to see that second quarter number come in and boost the number so far for the first half based on the numbers that we have in hand. And by the way, I mentioned personal consumption. Personal consumption expenditures were up 4% on an annualized basis. That's the best number there since the fourth quarter of 2014. And that figure, that 4% annualized growth in personal consumption expenditures, that contributed 2.7% of that 4.1% GDP growth. And that's a good place to get growth. Getting growth from personal consumption expenditures, I mean, that's the real deal. That's a good place to get it. There was a 3.1% annualized growth in the services sector of the economy. And as you know, we have a service economy. The vast majority of the U.S. economy now is in services. Only a small percentage is in the manufacturing sector anymore. Now, that 3.1% annualized gain in the services sector, that was the best gain there since the first quarter of 2015. And there were three areas that did very well: healthcare, food services, and accommodations. All of those did very well in the second quarter. There was also spending on durable goods, the hard goods with a long shelf life. That area went up 9.3% annualized, and the big factor there was vehicles. Vehicles made a positive contribution to that number. So all of these figures came in at the end of the week, and they certainly are cause for smiles for those of you that like to see a growing economy, a healthy economy, a good economy. Also, nice contributions made from the export account. Exports were up 0.3% annual rate in the second quarter. We saw good figures in the petroleum area. The petroleum products area did well. We saw acceleration in the food export sector, especially soybeans. Soybeans through the roof, up 50% year over year. Soybean exports. Now, some people are saying that this was because soybean exports were beating the new tariffs that came on in early July. Well, that's a possibility, but one thing we know, a 50% increase year over year in soybean exports is something totally extraordinary. Totally extraordinary. So all of this going on, all of this coming out late in the week, as everybody was waiting to see what kind of growth we had in the second quarter, especially after that first quarter number, the numbers were good, and that is good to see. Now, as far as non-residential fixed investment, known as capital expenditures, they were up at an annual rate of 7.3%. And actually, the previous quarter was revised upward to 11.5%. So we've seen a lot of non-residential fixed investment in the first half of calendar year 2018. By the way, that average increase in the first half for non-residential fixed investment, that's the best two-quarter number in 6 years, all the way back to 2012. Now, why did this happen? Well, you had the impact, the initial impact of tax reform coming in there. You have continued strengthening in the energy sector. You've seen what oil prices have done. West Texas Intermediate crude up pushing close to the $70 level. Brent crude primarily consumed in Europe and Asia through the $70 area. All of this happening. Of course, you have investment in information processing and other related equipment. So all of this going on as part of this report. As far as non-residential structures investment, that's an important area, and that was up over 13% annualized in the second quarter. We see good optimism, good business optimism out there as well. So a good report, all in all. And I almost have to laugh when I see the naysayers trying to smear this report. This was a good report. And anybody that tells you it was not a good report on the economy, they're not doing their homework. That's the best you could say about them. And, of course, we have government spending chipping in, too. The government spending at record levels. And that was up at a 2.1% annual rate with a lot of money spent on national defense spending in the second quarter. So there you have it. The second quarter real GDP number up at an annualized rate of 4.1. Yes, we will get two more revisions, one at the end of August, one at the end of September, before we get what is considered to be the solid report, the final report, if you will, on second quarter expansion. As far as companies reporting earnings, you see a lot of them reporting earnings. So far, we have seen almost half of the companies have reported earnings, very close to half, in the S&P 500, I speak. And in that group, we have seen almost two-thirds of those companies beating analyst estimates on sales and profits. So the reports have been on balance. That is a good scorecard especially given the fact we have about half of the S&P 500 companies reporting. That's close to 250 companies. And you take those 240-some companies that have reported, and you have almost two-thirds of them beating analyst forecasts on revenues and earnings, and that's good news.